Good morning.
大家早上好。
We are so glad you could be here on this special chapel this Friday.
我们很高兴今天在这个特别的礼堂机会当中，我们可以在这里一起来。
You know, the Lord has, as the psalmist said, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
这是上帝所造的一天，所以我们在这其中应当欢喜快乐。
And I can't wait what the Lord will speak to us through His servant and as he shares with us this morning.
我迫不及待今天早上上帝透过他的仆人再一次来对我们说话。
We have a lot of guests with us this morning.
我们今天早上在我们当中有许多的客人。
So first of all, allow me to introduce myself. I'm Reverend Anthony Howe. I'm the Vice President of BSOP.
那我来首先来自我介绍，我是飞盛的副院长。
And David is our, you know, THM student, doing his THM work here at
我是在这里的学生。
Yeah. Yes. So we'd like to welcome some guests in our midst. Let me first, this week, today, we're also having a taste of BSOP for people who would like to get to know BSOP more and get to know our faculty, our student. They are here. If you're part of a taste of BSOP, would you stand and we'll just like to welcome you this morning?
就是都在我们当中这些客人，能不能请你们站起来
welcome them.
我们一起来欢迎你们。
Thank you very much. Please be seated. They're from different churches in the local, in Metro Manila.
他们是从当地马尼拉不同的教会来。
We also have a guest from Phoebus, from our neighbor. And would you stand, Phoebus?
Phoebus 的这些的老师跟学生，能不能请你们过来？
Thank you.
从我们隔壁的学校 Phoebus 那边。
Please be seated. We welcome you, and we love to and look forward to more interaction with our neighbor, and we could do joint things together with Phoebus.
我们欢迎你，盼望以后能够跟你们有更多的互动。
And we also are excited to have the team from WEC International with us. We'd like to invite WEC to please stand.
我们也欢迎 WEC 的这些团队，他们来到我们的当中。
Thank you very much. Please
谢谢
be seated.
谢谢
And there's some who attended the conference at ATS. They were there. Tomorrow night, if you see the flyer, they'll be at Grace Gospel Church for a missions conference. So lots of opportunities to hear and to interact with the WEC team.
实际上在明天晚上在Grace 灵会堂的话，在那边还会有特别的聚会，所以。会有更多的机会可以听到他们的信息。
After that, if you want to interact with them, you have to go to Baguio, which I don't mind. I would love to go to Baguio.
实际上，在这之后，他们还会去到 Baguio. 如果你有兴趣的话，其实还是可以跟随他们的脚踪。
Yes, you could look at the poster that is posted around the campus for more information.
所以我们这些的资料已经在学校有张贴。
Yeah, we would love to give as much time to our speaker, Patrick Johnson, to speak to us. So allow me to introduce him first and then lead you in prayer. And then we're going to give the time to our brother to share with us today. So allow me to just introduce our speaker, Patrick Johnson, to you today.
所以今天早上我们也想把最多的时间给他。在这之前的话，我想最简单的介绍一下我们今天的讲员，然后我会带领大家有一个祷告，然后我们。
When asked how I could introduce him, he basically said, "You know, just a missionary and working with WEC International for a long time."
之前我问他，我说我应当怎么样介绍你呢？他说，你只需要介绍我是一个宣教士，然后。我在 WEC 这个机构里面一直有在那边服侍。
But for many of us, he has been part of our life if you've been using Operation World as part of your prayer, as well as part of your knowledge of what God is doing in the world.
对于我们当中很多人来说，如果你用过那一本书巧册叫做什么，能不能
Operation World,
要我有没有谁知道中文的翻译 Operation World 那本书？为万国祷告的，
right,
因为有一个特别的中文的翻译的，我想知道，
yeah.
他有一直推动这本手册的一个出版，然后我们有很多人都知道。
And Mr. Johnson will, Pastor Johnson will share more about his testimony about and also what God has worked in his life and share with us in a few moments.
所以Patrick Johnson 会在现在这个时间当中跟我们更多的去。分享上帝在他生命中的工作。
So before we ask him to come, let's come to the Lord in prayer. Let me pray for us and ask the Holy Spirit to guide and lead us today.
那我们一起来先祷告。
Our Father, thank you that you have made this day and you have given us the opportunity to come together. First of all, to fix our eyes on Jesus. We want to come and see Jesus in the midst of our time together as we hear testimonies are shared and that you be lifted up in our midst. We ask, oh God, that you would bless Mr. Johnson as he shares what you've done in his life, and that it will be a message that is fitted and ready to encourage each one of us today. Be pleased with our time. We ask this all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. So we'd like to invite our brother Patrick Johnson to come and share God. So would you welcome him for us?
请大家欢迎。
Thank you very much for the welcome.
非常谢谢大家的欢迎。
It's such a privilege to be here.
今天来到你们当中是一个很大的荣幸。
And not least because I'm not young anymore.
实际上我已经不再年轻了。
I actually went to serve God in Africa 56 years ago.
我实际上在56年之前去到非洲来服侍主。
And I have been so privileged to be alive at this time.
我现在能够活着也是一个恩典。
And I've seen God giving wonderful answers to prayer.
我也看见上帝很奇妙地回应我们的祷告。
In my own life.
在我自己的生命当中。
And in the world.
包括在整个全世界。
I could tell you many stories. I will not have time to do more than a few.
我可以告诉你很多的故事，但是我不一定能够全部分享。我接下去可能会分享一点点。
What I'm going to do is use Psalm 2 for both this morning and this afternoon.
所以今天早上我要做的就是会和大家一起来分享诗篇第二章的信息，包括今天早上和今天下午的时间。
We'll be reading the Psalm in a moment.
我们接下来就会读这一卷的诗篇。This
morning, I will emphasize one verse.
今天早上的时间当中，我会和大家强调一节的经文。Because
it had such an impact on my life.
因为这些经文在我的生命当中产生了很大的影响。This
afternoon, I will expound it a bit and also illustrate it with what God is doing and wants to do in the world.
今天早上我会更多的讲解，然后会更多的阐述上帝借着这段经文在我的生命中，在这个世界当中的工作。So
please get your phones or Bibles, whichever, and let's look at Psalm 2.
所以不管你有什么圣经，请大家打开诗篇第二篇。And
what is the custom here? Shall I read one verse, you read one verse, or I read it all and you read it all?
Whatever.
What's your custom?
I guess... Maybe we can read together.
All together. I mean, just once and you follow in Chinese, or you read in Chinese and you follow in English. Or what do you mean?
I really have no idea.
Okay. Just in Chinese. Okay. Will you please follow in your Bibles in English, those who've got English? And Brother David here will read for us in Chinese. Thank you.
所以请大家就是打开诗篇第二篇，我们可以用大家习惯的语言，大家熟悉的语言读。So should we start now? Okay. 所以诗篇第二篇第一节，预备起。外邦为什么争闹？万民为什么谋算虚妄的事？世上的君王一起起来，臣宰一同商议。 要抵挡耶和华并他的受膏者，说我们要挣开他们的捆绑，脱去他们的绳索。那坐在天上的必发笑，主必嗤笑他们。那时他要在怒中责备他们，在烈怒中惊吓他们，说我已立我的君在锡安我的圣山上了。受膏者说我要传圣旨。 耶和华曾对我说：“你是我的儿子，我今日生你。你求我，我就将列国赐你为基业，将地级赐你为产业。你必将他们如同窑匠的瓦碎。现在你们君王应当醒悟，你们世上的审判官应当存。” 又当存战惊而快乐，当以嘴亲子，恐怕他发怒，你们便在道中灭亡，因为他的怒气快要发作。 凡投靠他的都是有福的。
Thank you very much. The verse I am going to look at in a moment is verse 8.
实际上等会我们会在一起来查考的这节经文是第八节。
Words that were spoken by the Father to the Son.
这节经文是这个父对子所说的话语。
It is amazing to me how David could write these words 1,000 years before Jesus came.
大卫能够在几千年以前就写下这样的经文，实际上是非常奇妙的一件事情。
Yet the whole flavor of it is New Testament.
实际上，整节经文的这个中心的话，我们看到其实是在新约。
What God is going to do when Jesus comes?
当神的儿子耶稣来到的时候
，It's one of the reasons why I love the Bible.
这也是为什么我会这样的喜爱圣经。
I was trained as a scientist.
实际上，我是被受训为一个科学家。
And the probability that such words could be written by chance or just as a fable is not there.
Excuse me.
These words cannot have been done by chance.
所以这些的信息的话，不可能会只是偶然的就这样出来。
They weren't put down after Jesus came.
它不是在耶稣基督到来之后被写下来的。
And so we have this wonderful word of God.
所以我们在这里看见我们上帝的话语实在奇妙。
But how did things begin with me?
实际上对于我来说这个故事是怎么开始的呢？
I did not come from a committed Christian family.
我来自一个这个基督徒的家庭。
And one day we went on holiday.
有一次我们就是有一个假期。
And we went to a place in England called Cornwall.
去到英国的一个地方叫 Cornwall 一个地方。
And this is quite a famous place.
这是一个非常有名的地方。
There is a big ancient castle up on the hill that you cannot see.
实际上在旁边你看不到的是旁边还有一个很大的一个古城。
And we went swimming in this little bay.
我们在这个海边在那边游泳。
There's a little island in the middle.
在这中间的话有一个小的岛屿。
It's calm here.It's no waves.
在那里是非常的平静，没有任何的风浪。
And we were there as a family.
我们在那里跟家人在一起。
I swam out to the island.
我就游到那个岛上。
I then swam back to the beach.
然后就再游回来。
My father swam past me. My father, he swam and he went past me to the mouth of the bay.
我的父亲和我一起游泳，他实际上游到我前面去。
There were many waves at that time.
在那个时候没有很多的风浪。
And I think he ran out of energy.
我想就是说他可能突然游着游着就突然没有力气了。
He had recently had a big operation.
他因为之前有一个很大的一个手术。
Yeah. And so he tried to climb out on that rock there.
所以他实际上就想抓住那个。
And the wave took him, and he drowned.
结果就是那个风浪那个打过来，结果就把他淹死了。
And some people pulled the body of my father onto the beach.
有些人就把我父亲的身体的话拉下来，然后放在这个海边。
They tried to get him breathing again.
想给他做一些急救的呼吸的措施。
But they failed.
但是没有成功。
And I had to face the reality I had lost my father.
所以我不得面对一个现实，就是我失去了我的父亲。
Suddenly, life seemed without purpose.
所以对我来说，突然之间，生命好像似乎失去了意义。
What happens when we die?
当我们死了之后，会发生什么呢？
And it set me on a path to look for an answer.
所以我在那个时候不得不去面对这样的问题。
Shortly after that, I went to university.
所以在这之后不久，我就去到大学。
And whilst I was there, I met this man. He was then a student.
我在那里遇见了一个人，在那个时候他还是一个学生。
He's even older than I am now.
他现在实际上比我还老。
But anyway, he led me to Jesus.
但是不管怎么样，他就是把我带。
It changed my life.
带领我更多去认识耶稣，然后这个真的改变我的生命。
I find reason to live and a purpose to live for.
从那以后我就真正找到了我人生生活的方向。
He was a good discipler.
他是一个非常的好的门徒的受训者。
Every week we would have a Bible study.
每一个周末我们都会有一个圣经学习的一个时
间。He borrowed a car to come where I lived, and then we'd have the Bible study in the car.
所以他借了一辆车，然后我们实际上会是在车里面一起来学习圣经。
He got me involved with a Christian group.
他也是让我可以更多的参与当地的一个基督徒的一个团体。
Then he began to push me into Christian ministry.
然后他也不断的推向我到基督教的这个基督徒的事工当中。
And it set a course in my life.
然后在我的生命当中留下了很多的印
象。We had a Christian group at the university.
我们在大学里面有一个基督教的团体。
And one day this man came along.
有一天有这个人来到我们当中。
And he spoke about Africa.
然后他开始谈到有关于非洲的事情。
He spoke about the slums of southern Africa.
他也讲到在非洲的这些的贫民窟的这些的事情。
Where people lived in houses made of corrugated iron, cardboard, string, rope.
就是他们的生活状况非常的糟糕，就是用一些纸板这些东西所做成的房子。
And I knew that's where God wanted me to go.
然后那个时候我就很清楚知道那是上帝要我所去的地方。
And I was excited.
我变得非常的兴奋起来。
But I went back to my house and I spoke with the Lord.
我回到家里就开始对主说。
I said, Lord, I don't want to be moved by my emotion.
我说主啊，我不想被我的情感所触动。
I want you to speak with me to show this is the right way for me to go.
我盼望你能亲自的对我说话，是我让我知道这是正路，我可以行在其中。
And I knelt by my bed.
我当时躺在床上，他跪在床边。
And I opened my Bible to look for a place to read.
我打开圣经来，就在读圣经。
But it actually fell open at Psalm 2.
然后突然之间开了，就翻到了到诗篇第二篇。
Now I want to say a word of caution here.
当然我想在这里要警示大家一下。
If you want to find out God's will, just opening the Bible and touching a verse is not the best way to get guidance.
当你想寻求神指引的时候，只是随便打开圣经，然后用手指着那些经文，盼望就是那些经文就是神对你所说的话语，这个不是一个很正确的做法。
I was told of the man who did try to do that.
实际上有人的确是曾经试着这么去
做。And he said, Lord, guide me.
然后他说，主啊，求你来指引我。
And the verse I touch, I will do.
我所接触的经文，触碰到哪些经文，我就
这样做。He looked at the verse. He looked at the verse.
他查考那个经文。
And it said, Judas went out and he hanged himself.
结果他触碰到那个经文上面是说，犹大出去就吊死了。
Oh, he thought I've got it a bit wrong. I'll try again.
可能是我弄错了，我再触碰另外一节吧。
Open the Bible, touch the verse.
然后打开圣经，然后再碰一次。
And it said, "Go and do likewise."
然后接下去的经文说：“去吧，你这样做就行了。
”And he realized that's not the best way.
所以就会发现说这不是最好的这种解读的方式。
But in this case, the Lord just spoke to me through that verse.
但是不管怎么样，在那个时候，上帝的确借助这些经文对我来说话。
Ask of me.
这些经文说，你求我。
And I will give you the nations for your heritage.
我就将列国赐你为基业。
And the ends of the earth for your possession.
将地极赐你为田产。
I was then in the country of England.
我当时在英国的这些的乡下的地方。
South Africa was way a long way away, one of the ends of the earth.
南非是非洲最南端的地方，可以说是地球的另外一个极端。
And God said, "That's for you too."
但是上帝说，那个是我要你去的地方。
And I had that assurance.
我也有这样的一个确信。
And I want to just emphasize how important it is to know God's guidance.
我也想让大家知道，就是能明白上帝的指引是一个非常重要的事情。
When God speaks to us about serving Him, it's wonderful.
当上帝对我们说话，让我们去侍奉他的时候，这是一个非常奇妙的事情。
But we do not always know the sufferings and the difficulties that we will one day have.
但是实际上，我们可能没有预备好去明白，我们在侍奉当中所可能面对的问题和挑战。
Jesus told us we had to take up our cross to follow him.
耶稣告诉我们要背起十字架来跟随他。
And the cross is often painful.
十字架也常常是痛苦的一
件事情。But if I know that's where God wants me to be and to go, I'm safe.
但是如果 我知道这是神要我所 走的路的话，那我就在这其中可以平稳。
God called us to this work in Africa.
上帝呼召我说可以在非洲来工作。
The conditions were often awful.
那里的状况实际上许多时候是非常糟糕。
My fellow workers were not always easy to work with.
实际上，包括同工的话，有的时候也不是那么容易去工一起合作。
We often had no money.
我们常常会有的时候会没有钱。
Sometimes it seemed as if we are preaching and nothing is happening.
有的时候我们在讲到，好像似乎没有任何的事情在改变。
And then I had to hold on to God's word to me.
然后我那个时候就要特别的去抓住。上帝所对我所说的话语。
Jill, my first dear wife, she sometimes said to Jesus,
我起初我原来的妻子，我已过的妻子，这样原来对常常对主说。
Why didn't you show me what it would be like before I came?
为什么你在我来之前告诉我这些的东西呢
？And all that God would say to her,
所有上帝对她所说的话语。
That is.Why I did not tell you. That is why I did not tell you.
这是为什么我没有告诉你的原因。
You see, God hides from us some of the difficulties.
实际上神把有一些的困难故意隐藏起来。
But we hold on.
但是我们就是一直在坚持。
And could I give you a principle to hold in your life?
我实际上想给你在生活当中就是坚持的一个原则。
Never leave the place where God puts you for a negative reason.
就是不要因为任何的负面的原因离开你现在神把你所放在的一个服事的一个地方。
God does move us on.
当然神有的时候把我们从一个地方带到另外一个地方。
But let it be God's voice speaking to you, not the difficulties chasing you away.
但是让那个离开的动机是愿意是愿上帝对你来说话，而不是你所处的困境而把你使你远离那个地方。
So there is that verse that we've just read.
所以这就是我们刚才所读的这节经文。
But then God took me to Africa.
然后神就把我带到非洲。
And I went to the land of South Africa.
所以我就去到南非。
I did my Bible training there.
我也在那里做一些圣经的培训。
But most of the lectures were in another language.
实际上很多的语言都是用另外一个语言。
So I had to learn another language to be able to have the lectures.
所以我就学了另外一门的语言。
The language of Afrikaans.
就是他所现在所提到 Afrikaans 的。
And that time I started to learn the language of Zulu.
另外一个时间我又学了 Zulu 族的语言。
A big challenge.
所以实际上是一个很大的挑战。
If we go overseas, we often have to learn another language.
如果我们去到海外的时候，我们必须要面对的一个事情就是学习另外的一门语言。
Those of us who speak English, we have a big advantage in many countries.
那些会说英文的同学，你们。去到其他地方会有很大的一个优势。
It can make me and others lazy. It can make me or others lazy not to learn. Okay?
就这有的时候会让我和其他的这些的，就是还不知道的同学会觉得挺奇怪。
But it means so much when you learn the language of the people you want to win.
但是你如果你要赢得那个地方的话，你就必须学习那个地方的语言。
It shows you want to identify with them.
那也向他们显示，就是你愿意和他们一起来认同。
But my main work in Africa was in the land of Zimbabwe.
我主要在后来主要在其中的一个叫津巴布韦的地方。
And this is one of the languages I learned.
所以在那里又学习另外的语言。
It's the language Ndebele.
啊，叫哥哥店的语言。
Ndebele, yes, okay. And this language has very interesting sounds.
那个语言有一个非常有趣的声音。
And I'm just going to give you a little example.
我想在这里给大家一些小小的。
We have one sound in that language, which is written in like the Roman letters C.
在这里接下去，他可能要唱那个语言的歌。
And it is said with the tongue like this.
所以就是那个语言，他现在要向大家示范那个语言。
Okay, and that's a sound in a language. Yeah, not quite the right one, because this one is. Said with the side of the mouth. We in England, oh, go on. They said with the side of the mouth.
所以就是用一边的那个嘴在。
And in English, when we want a horse to go faster, what noise do we make? Aha, there you've got it. Okay, right.
走得更快的时候，就可能会用那个声音。
And that is a sound in this language. And we have a Q, which is said a little bit like some people tried to say just now, and it goes like this.
So.Okay. Q 的话就变成了这样的一个声音。
But now putting it in a word is the big challenge.
所以有的时候用语言去表达还反而更困难。
And here is a sentence which has the letter Q coming many times.
所以这句话语当中就是 Q 有的时候就在那里没看见。
You can see what it means. I'm not even going to ask David to translate it.
我也没办法翻译这句话语。
And it goes like this.Okay? And here's another one which has all three of those clicks in it. And it goes like this. There you are. And so we have this.Challenge of learning languages. I want to give you another principle.
所以我们学习就是有这些学习语言的挑战。我还想给你另外的一个原则。
The human mind is a strange thing.
就是人的我们脑袋所想的，有的时候是非常奇怪的事情。
When we come to a new language which we hear,
当我们就是去到一个新的语言的学习的时候
，we keep on trying to listen. Can I recognize any?Words or anything that is said.
我们就会非常留意去听说，就是我现在所听的话语，我是不是能够明白一些什么
？But if you don't go on trying, your mind goes closed and you stop hearing it anymore.
然后，如果你不试着去留心听的话，你的脑袋就这个系统就关闭了，你就不再去听它。
So the principle I want to give you.
所以我要给你的一个原则是
，If you go to serve Jesus,
如果你要去服侍主的话。
In another language area,
当然是在另外一个语言的区域。
The day you start learning the language is the first day you get there. The first day you get there, you start.
就你学习怎么去听的话，这个是你要去怎么样去掌握那门语言的一个开始。
I'll wait until I've settled in a new home, and in a few months I will start.
你不会说，就是说我把所有东西都准备好之后，然后几个月之后我再开始。
You will never learn the language.
你这样的话永远没办法学习那门语言。
Unless it was with great effort.
所以你必须要用很大的努力去学习。
So I served God in, I want to go back, but then I now want to bring out another principle that God has had to teach me.
当然，我还想再借着这个时间跟大家分享另外的一个原则。
And this is 2 Timothy 2:2.
这是提摩太后书第二章第二节的经文。
We were tent evangelists. We worked for years evangelizing.
我们在开始的时候做了很多的这些传福音的事工。
This is some of my team in Zimbabwe.
这是我在津巴布韦的这个团队。
And we saw many people turn to Jesus out of sin and darkness.
所以我们也看见很多人从罪恶和黑暗当中出来。
But I began to realize my big task in Africa is not so much winning new people.
所以我后来开始意识到，就是说我在非洲的一个主要的事工，实际上不再是仅仅是赢得人的灵魂。
But to help these people to become servants of God who can lead in God's work.
实际上，更多的是帮助他们成长，使他们可以就怎么样去在那个处境中去服侍主。
I had not put it in those days in the terms of discipling.
所以我就开始做这个今天我们被称为所谓称为门训的工作。
But that's what it was.
但实际上在那时候我们就在做那个工作。
And you can see the man second on the left.
你看见那里的第二个从这边处过去的。
His name is Steve Lungu.
这是他的名字。
He was my special Timothy.
他是我的提摩太。
There he is now, much older.There he is, much older now.
其实在那个时候他比我更长。
He's become a wonderful ambassador for Jesus around the world.
他在世界各地都带领许多的人去归向主。
A book has been written about his life.
实际上有一本书也特别的介绍了他。
But this man was a teenage gangster.
但那个人实际上在那是一个青少年的团伙里面的一个成员。
His one ambition in life was to kill his mother.
他生命当中的一个很大的野心计划就是要杀死他的妈妈。
Because when he was 9 years old, his mother abandoned him.
因为在他九岁的时候，他妈妈抛弃了他。
Wonderfully later, in one of our meetings, she came to Jesus.
在许多年之后的一个聚会当中。
And she too became an evangelist.
她也成为一个传道者。
But the point I want to bring over.
但是我想指出的一个重点就是。
Our ministry in God's work is not winning many people.
我们的许多的工作不单仅仅是把人就是使人带领人归向基督。
But to prepare leaders for the future.
而是更多的是。为未来预备更多的服事的领袖。
In the process, we may win others to Jesus.
在我们就是把人带领他们归向基督的时候，我们也在培训他们去做这个领袖的工作。
So, here is this verse that has become so much my ministry verse.
所以这也是在我侍奉当中许多时候所证实的一节的经文。
What you've heard from me before many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
就是要在许多见证人面前，就是从我这里所听见的，交托给那些忠心又能教导给别人的人。
And I want to put a challenge to you.
所以在这个时候，我也想给你们提
出挑战。Is your ministry going to result in disciples to the fourth generation?
如果你的事工是不能够循环性的做这些门训的工作，继续不断到下面的一代的话
，Too many pastors.Come into a ministry and they stay there until they retire.
许多太多的牧师传道在开始这个地方工作，然后一直到那里，一直到他们退休。
Makes me sad when I see somebody spend their whole life in the ministry and they've not trained others to take over from themselves.
有些人甚至在一个地方待一辈子，但是却没有培训下一代的领袖来接替。他们的工作当他们特别是当他们退休的时候
I believe in what is called apostolic succession
所以这个被称为
apostolic succession
就是我们所需要的使徒的传统
that's a term used in church history about the Roman Catholics
这也其实是在整个大公教会所常常提到的一个词就是使徒性的传承
all the popes claim to go back to St. Peter
所有的这些的教皇都追踪他们的根源到彼得。
But I believe in an apostolic succession that our task is to hand over, hand over, hand over.
我觉得这个所谓使徒性的传承，其实就是能够一代一代的不断的延续下去。
But in that little mission with which I served in Africa, we also did much praying.
在我们所参与的这些服事的当中，我们也有许多的祷告的工作。
We had prayer conferences for a whole week.
我们有就是为特别的这些祷告事工，有时候安排一整个礼拜的时间。
So I then began to write information to help African Christians to pray for the world.
所以我也写了一些小册子，帮助非洲的这些基督徒可以为整个全世界祷告。
And this book we started in. Many years ago,
这本书我们在许多之年、许多许多年之前就已经开始了。
I wrote it in Africa.
我在非洲写的。
Where we did not have all the facilities or libraries.
当然，在那里我们没有很多的这些图书馆的设施。
Much of the early writing was on a typewriter in the back of a van in a slum in Africa.
实际上，许多这些的书籍最初写的时候，都是在这些贫民区的这些的最原始的这些打字机的上面。
And amazingly, it expanded. The book began to go all over the world.
但是，就上帝很奇妙的工作，就是后来这些书的内容的话，就是传递到世界的每一个角落。
This is the last edition I did in 2001 before I handed over.
在我这个是我最近的一个一个期刊，在我把这个新责任交托给下面的人之前。
More recently, I've written another book about the future of the global church.
所以这是另外一本书籍我们所出版的。
So God brought all that I had learned at university and research.It came into Christian things.
所以上帝使用我在这大学受训研究的这些的背景的话，然后最终都用在了这些的这些的地方。
So another basic principle.
所以另外一个很重要的原则是
，God never wastes our past.
上帝从来不浪费我们的过去。
God has a perfect plan for your life.
上帝在你我的生命当中有一个非常好的计划。
All the hard things of your life in the past, all the blessed things, God will bring them together to make you a special instrument for His glory.
上帝不论在你过去当中所经历的好的或者是坏的事情，都使这一切互相效力，使你可以成为他荣耀的器皿的。
And for those of you who speak English, this is quite important.
对于这些明白。懂英文的同学来说，这对你来说很重要。
Jesus in Matthew gave us the command, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations."
耶稣在马太福音第二十八章第十九节讲到说，你们去使万民做我的门徒。
Ought I just say this in English because I don't think it goes well into Chinese? Okay, so leave. Okay, just a few minutes. I'll speak in English only. All right?
Okay, sure.
Yes. Okay, you tell them that.
在接下去几分钟的时候，他。叫我不用翻译，所以他只讲英文。
You see, the English doesn't work very well. Other languages can work well, but certainly not in English. We do not have a word to disciple. So that means when the translators came to this verse, they had to put in words that are not in the original. So we have go therefore and make disciples of all nations. Those two words, make and of, should not be there.But we can't say officially in English what it should be in the lower part here. In going, disciple all nations. The main task of a believer is to disciple others. It's part of their life. Okay, now we can go on. So the active word is to disciple.
所以在这里的话，就是说，那个其实最主要的词语是使万民做门徒。
The active word in Matthew 28:19 is not go, but disciple.
因为在马太福音第二十八章第十九节，那里最主要的语言不是说去，而是使人做主的门徒。
Every one of us is involved.
也就是说，我们每一个人都是要参与其中。
And so we find often because of this failure.In many translations, discipling is a neglected principle.
所以我们就会发现说，在许多这些的翻译的译本当中，都忽略了这样的一个事情，就是说，使人做主的门徒是那段信息当中最重要的。
There are many churches that say they want to disciple people, but they don't.
有很多人，很多的教会本来应当做门训的工作，但是他们并没有。
It's very easy.To put on a performance in a church.
在教会你要做一个表演是很容易的。
A wonderful choir.
或者是一个很漂亮的诗班。
Beautiful surroundings.
或者是布置的很精致。
Everything works so well.
每一样东西都有秩序。
And the greatest thing a pastor wants is lots of sheep sitting in front of him.
牧师们传道们最希望就是有。下面坐着许多的羊。
And the discipling is not done on a Sunday morning.
但是门训的工作，我们却知道是没办法在，只是在礼拜天的早上就可以完成。
In my country, very few churches are actually discipling their people.
在我的 国家的话，实际上很少的教会其实在做门训的工作。
We look at the ministry of Jesus.
如果我们去看耶稣的事工当中
，He concentrated on 12 disciples.
他也不断的注意在集中在这个十二个门徒的身上。
He did lots of miracles. He preached.
每一次他讲道的时候
，But his focus was those 12.
他向许多人讲道，但是他最终他所集中的还是
那
十二个人。
Look how quickly he sent them out, even before they understood very much.
你看看，就是说，甚至这些门徒们都还没有很明白的时候，他就已经差他们出去做工了。
Look how he realized he had limited time.
他意识到他有的时间非常的有限。
He knew his departure was going to come. He knew his departure was coming.
他知道他就是离开的时间也很近了。
So he had to trust the work of the Holy Spirit in those he was discipling.
所以他也必须信靠圣灵在这些的十二个使徒、十二个门徒身上的工作。
He took risks with them.
所以他实际上 是在冒这个风险。
And some failed.
当然有些人是失败了。
One failed completely, Judas.
比如说犹大就完全的彻底的失败了。
But Jesus wanted to concentrate on those who would take the gospel to the ends of the earth.
但是耶稣就是他受训这些的门徒，使他们可以把福音带到世界的每一个。
This is the leader of the guy in Africa who led the mission with which I was serving.On the left-hand side.
所以在左边你所看见这个人的话，他们就当时在做这些工作。
A man of God, a man of prayer.
一个属神的人，一个也是会专注祷告的人。
I was just 24 years old.
那时候他也不过是24岁。
And he asked me to go and organize a big conference far away in a distant part of South Africa.
他当时要叫我去安排在就是非洲很远的另外一个地方安排一个很大的一个会议。
He quickly gave me responsibility.
他也很快给我很多的责任。
And he left me to it.
然后他就把这些东西就全部交托给我了。
And wonderfully, it actually worked.
实际上很奇妙，就是结果那次会议很成功。
But the point is, how much are you prepared to entrust?A ministry to others that might even go wrong.
但是实际上就是说你有多少的预备，就是说你甚至可以把一个事工交托给别人，那个人有可能甚至会失败。
This is some of the earlier editions of Operation World.
这个是我们被称为Operation World.
And Hans von Staden
这本书最近的一个译本
challenged me. He said, Patrick.Could you put this information in a book and we'll print it?
因为当时有一个人向我们提出挑战，就是说你能不能把你所知道这些信息把它写在一本书里面，我们可以很快出版出来。
We did not know that that would result in a ministry that went round the world.
我们不知道，但当时没有意识到，就是说这个可以当时之后可以成为一个事工，影响到整个全世界。
It even the 2001 one even went into Chinese.
在对，这本书叫《普世宣教手册》，我一直想它的中文翻译是什么。2011年开始的话，也开始被带入到中文的翻译的手册。
But then God moved us on.
然后神就继续推动我们往前走。
We spent a year on the gospel ship of OM, the Logos.
所以后来我们就参与到这个 MV, 就是话语的事工。
And we traveled for a year through Asia and the Pacific.
所以我们接下去就是在花很多年的时间在亚洲这些不断的旅行。
And God brought us into WEC International, the mission with which we serve.
然后后来也带我们到这个 WEC International 这个国际的宣教的机构当中。
And our vision is to take the gospel to the countries that have the fewest Christians.
我们的意向是把福音带到就世界上有最少基督徒的地区。
The peoples where there are no churches.
就是在那些地方可能没有任何的教会的地方。
And most of them are in that area that could be seen on this map of part of the world.
许多的我所提到这些国家在这边地图上都可以看见。
And we often cannot name the countries that we work in because it's sensitive.
我在这也没办法特别去提及这些国家的名字，因为这些是敏感的信息。
We've become a multicultural mission from many nations. All working together as teams to take the gospel to these nations.
实际上也有许多的机构一起合作，然后一起能够把福音带到这些的地方。
I've had the privilege of being part of the leadership as we planned big advances.
我在这其中也很荣幸能够担当这其中的一个推动这个领袖的工作，来做推动的工作。
I'm not going to speak more about that, but here I just want to say this.
有些信息他要略过去。
I've also handed over Operation World. I believe I had to disciple others who would take on this job. Here's me and my successor, Jason Mandrick.
对，所以刚才我所提到的这个普世宣教手册之外，我这个是我和我的这个继任者。
And so that has been handed over.
我现在已经把这个责任已经交通给他。
But could I just add that one of the greatest disciples in my life have been the two ladies who have been my wife or are?
能不能让我允许我在这个时候就是特别的介绍，在我生命当中就是最兴奋的两个时候，就是上帝把两个女人带到我的生命当中。
One of the hardest relationships is marriage.
实际上其中一个最困难的一个关系就是婚姻的关系。
Because we need to be discipling each other.
因为我们这就意味着我们要彼此的受训。
And Jill, my dear first wife, she was a wonderful, gentle challenger to me.
我的前任的妻子的话，对我来说是一个非常大的一个挑战。
In the little mission in Africa, we had to wait 6 years before we were allowed to marry.
在我这个当时这个机构当中，我实际上我们要在那边服侍六年的时间，然后再允许结婚。
Eventually, we got married.
当然最终我们还是结婚了。
We had 3 children.
我们有三个孩子。
But look at her there.
但你看看的话。
With cancer.All her hair gone. That's a wig.
后来 wig, you know? 后来她有了癌症，所以所有的头发都没了。
A few months after that, she died.
几个月之后她就去过世了。
But before she died, she finished a book for children to pray for the world.
在她去世之前，她写了一本书给这些孩子，使这些孩子可以知道怎么样去。
But in order to complete that, she needed a co-worker.
但是为了要完成这本书的话，他需要一个同工。
And so we had a day of prayer and fasting.
所以我们就有一天的时间去禁食祷告。
That God might give her a co-worker.
就上帝能够给他一个好的同工。
And what an answer to prayer!
上帝也的确回应我们的祷告。
In the middle of that afternoon when we were praying,
在那个下午我们在一起祷告的时候
，a lady telephoned from the USA.
有一个女士从美国打电话给我们
and she said, "Have you got a place for me to work? Because I believe God is calling me."
她说：“你能够安排个地方给我在那里服事吗？因为我相信上帝有呼召我。”
And she came.
然后她就来了。
She worked with Jill.
所以她和她一起工作。
But then Jill died.
然后Jill 后来过世了。
And 2.5 years later, I married that miracle answer to prayer.
然后。这个两年半之后，我就和这个上帝所
And she too
上帝所预备的这个
has been a challenger discipler of me.
我们也一起结婚了。
She's been a challenger discipler of me.
所以她在这之后也同样是对我来说是一个很
another
很具挑战的门训者。
Another challenge to you brothers, you men.
所以另外一个就是对于这些已经结婚的弟兄来说，也是一个很大的挑战。
Are you willing to listen to the discipling work of your wife?
就是你愿不愿意接受你妻子的，特别的训练的功课
？It's two ways.
当然，这个是双向的。
But it's usually much harder for the man to listen.
当然，通常对男人来说，要去学会听话是很难的。
You need to be a partnership.
你需要一个同工，需要一个合作的伙伴。
One of the principles we have in our mission.
当然在我们侍奉当中，其中的一个很重要
的一个原则。Husbands and wives are equal partners.
就是丈夫和妻子是同等的合作的伙伴，同等程度、同等重量的合作伙伴。
So God has led us into this amazing ministry of taking the gospel to the world.
所以上帝带领我们，使我们能够把这个 把这个福音带到整个全世界，这是一个非常奇妙的事。
My longing is to finish my time on earth at the high point of my spiritual life.
所以我的目标是能够在我的这个灵程当中能够完成神给交给我的。
Robin, my wife, constantly tells me this. You will understand it in English. You may not be able to do it in Chinese. She constantly says to me.You must be more a human being than a human doing. Okay?
我之前的妻子常常就是警告提醒我，就是说你必须要做一个合，大概就意思说你必须要做一个合神心意的人，胜过做合神心意的工。
You see, so much of our life, we think we are validated, we are approved because of what we do.
因为许多时候我们会按照我们所做的工作来去做评价。
And it's taken me so long in my life to learn that God is far more pleased with who I am.
我实际上花了很多年的时间才学会，就是说神就是喜悦我是怎么样一个人，胜过
的一切。We do not enter heaven because we won people to Jesus.
我们能够去天堂，不是因为我们带领了很多人信耶稣。
We are welcomed into heaven because we have the righteousness of Jesus and we're like Jesus.
我们之所以能够去天堂，是因为我们披戴了基督的义，所以我们才能去天堂。
He wants our spiritual life to always be level with our ministry life.
因为我们的属灵的生活、属灵的生命，永远、永远、永远胜过我们的属灵的事工。
I am always afraid when I hear of a leader.Who has nobody to whom he's accountable?
我实际上很惧怕，就是如果一个领袖没有任何人他需要去做交代的时候，如果没有任何权力监管的时候，这是很危险的事情。
If I meet a pastor who says I'm the senior pastor, I think.
如果我比如说我需要我是一个主任牧师
，Who's his boss?
那么谁是你的老板呢
？Some might say God.
有些人可能会说，上帝是你的老板。
That's true.
当然这是真的。
But we all need to be accountable to others in our lives.
我们每个人都需要一个所谓的监督的一个伙伴。
If you are alone and you're not accountable to other people, you are not in God's path.
如果你只是一个人，然后你也没有任何人去给你做监管的话，那么你实际上你就非常的危险。
May God bless you in your lives.
愿上帝在你的生命当中来祝福你。
As you go out to serve Him.
当你去侍奉上帝的时候，愿神更多的赐福你。